This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial, Matt Doyle producing today, and Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is with us for the first half of the hour. Then we'll hear from Mark Ballard of The Advocate. Your number, 877-217-5757. You can email us at talk@talklouisiana.org. We're going to, of course, talk impeachment with Mark Ballard, but Lieutenant Governor Nungesser follows what's going on in the world, and yesterday was a big day for the world at large. Only the third time in United States history a president has been impeached by the House of Representatives, 230 votes on one count, 229 on another. And in Louisiana, the five Republicans voted against impeachment, and the one Democrat voted for it. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, our country right now is divided. What do you think this means?
Well, it's not good for the country. Anytime you've got two polarized sides on either side, and it's not good for the image of the world to have a president impeached ever. And I hope, obviously, the Senate is not going to remove him from office. I hope we can get through this quickly and put it behind us and move forward and get some things accomplished for the country.
During the gubernatorial cycle, the president visited three times, and I know you got a lot of grief for staying out of the race, but I saw all the other big-name Republicans at these rallies, but I didn't see you.
You know, when I got elected, I made a commitment to the governor to stay out of his race, to not run against him, and it's the best thing for Louisiana. Probably not the best thing for my political career, but I have to work for all the people of Louisiana and all the departments under Lieutenant Governor. I still have to work with the Division of Administration to approve those contracts, to bid those contracts. And as I saw, looking back now, at the relationship of Bobby and Jay, it wasn't good for Louisiana. You've got to have a good working relationship. And the governor's allowed me to do some things and move some things quickly with our state parks, museums, that I could not have done had it not been with the support of the administration. And I hope, now that the election's behind us, all of Louisiana can work for the greater good of the state. We owe it to the people of Louisiana.
When you mentioned Bobby and Jay, we were talking Governor Jindal and Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden at the time. They were in the same party and didn't see eye to eye. You and Governor Edwards, as you note, have had a good working relationship. You're in different parties. How does that work?
Well, I think every time I meet with the governor or his team, it's for something, for the right reasons for Louisiana. Had it not been for some assistance to keeping our state parks open, because you know, over the last 10 years, $50-plus million was taken out of the state parks. They were in deplorable shape. When I took office, we were looking at closing seven state parks. We needed a lot of help to keep those parks open, and we were able to do it. They're improved. Record numbers of visitation. The museum's up 38% visitation. They're in the best shape they've ever been in. I couldn't have done that without having a good working relationship to get things done.
We're visiting with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, and we will go to the phones in just a moment, 877-217-5757. In the October 12th primary, the Lieutenant Governor received 884,000 votes, more than anybody else.
than
anyone else in the year of 2019, Billy Nungesser got more votes, which means he got some crossover votes from Democrats that did not go to other Republicans. And, of course, the governor won re-election, but it was with 773,000 votes in a runoff, and you did not have to go to the post a second time. And as you look ahead, there are many speculating that you may run for governor in 2023. Is that a viable possibility?
You know, I got a job to do as lieutenant governor. I love my job. I'm not going to say yes or no. I'd consider it. I just want to make sure that whoever the next governor is has a love and passion for Louisiana more than a political career. And too often we elect people that we think are our values, but then they don't put Louisiana ahead of their political career, and the people of Louisiana end up paying the price for that. So I'll see who gets in the race. I'll look at it, but I do have the best job in the world as lieutenant governor promoting the great state of Louisiana.
Well, you are generally able to be a nice guy. Sometimes, as you know, governors have to be, well, when you're nice to somebody, you're usually not nice to another. You have to make choices, which are difficult, but there's some of that in your game as well. You've been around a long time. You grew up in politics, in Louisiana politics, and yet you still wanted to be part of it, which some would find amazing.
Well, you know, I didn't set this path. I retired in Plaquemines Parish, had a riding center for special needs children, me and my wife, and I rode out Katrina to protect those horses and never saw a politician. After rescuing people and animals, I got angry, ran for parish president after the oil spill. I felt like we needed a bigger voice for Louisiana and decided to run for lieutenant governor.
Well, I think most people know that the lieutenant governor's father, Billy Nungesser, the first, was the chair of the Republican Party for many years in Louisiana, back in the day when the party was really in its infancy. And I suspect because of that, largely, you have never been a Democrat, but most of your Republican brothers and sisters who are in office have been Democrats. Almost all of them have been Democrats at one time.
Well, I grew up with the values of my father and the Republican Party. And, yes, I was born a Republican. I pull that big elephant peanut all over the state. It's been the five national Republican conventions, way back to pulling it to California for Ronald Reagan. Yes, I'm, it's in my blood, and I believe today we need to make sure the Republicans truly not only live by those values but are inclusive in helping all people. And a lot of times we get so far to the right, we forget that we're there to do the greater good for the state.
All right, 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. First question is from a listener asking if on January 13th, which of course is the day of the national championship for college football in New Orleans, and of course LSU is hoping to be there and probably will there be an inaugural of any kind for the lieutenant governor since the governor has decided to not do it on the day that he takes the oath? What are you going to do?
No, right after the ceremony, I open up the Pentagon Barracks apartment for people to come over and have a coffee and some hors d'oeuvres to kind of celebrate the next 4 years. But I'm sure a lot of people will quickly be getting in their cars to head to New Orleans for the celebration. So I don't expect a big crowd.
Mike in Villa Del Rey, you're first up. Mike, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Governor Nungesser. Hi, Mike.
Lieutenant Governor, right?
Yes,
well,
sir.
But it's a courtesy to call the Lieutenant Governor Governor.
Lieutenant Governor Nunzinger, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Thank God I'm not in any party. But I voted for you.
Thank you.
And, you know, not only listening to you on radio, you sound like a very reasonable man. And the reason I voted for you is that you got the endorsement of the AFL-CIO. I didn't know anything about you. I'll go off the radio and listen.
All right.
You know, I was real proud to get endorsements across party lines from a lot of different groups. And when asked why they did that, the short answer is people would tell me they know I care about people, all people. And I've got an open mind to trying to help anybody I can help. And if you care about people, we can work out our differences in party and other things, but you got to be able to sit down at a table and work with people. I saw my dad do it as chief of staff to Treen. He had to work with the Democrats, and they would argue about things, but when they walked across the street, they found solutions to help Louisiana. Thank you for those comments, by the way.
Thank you, Mike. Before we go to the break, as far as tourism this year, is it going to be another record year?
We hope so. You know, we had a 9% increase, the largest ever. It's going to be hard to top that, but we keep trying. But we're so proud of the rural tourism we're doing, driving people into the smaller communities all over Louisiana, helping those locally owned shops and businesses grow their business. These rural tourism summits have been incredible in helping those small communities.
Ray in Prairieville. Hi, Ray. You're on Talk Louisiana with Governor Nungesser.
Thanks, Jim, for taking the call. And for Mr. Nungesser, the Governor Nungesser, this is a tough question, but with the state of Louisiana being 50th in about everything from schools to roads, we need more money. But with the Republican-controlled legislature, it's tough to figure out how we can do it. Do you have any idea which taxes, what way we could raise enough money to pay our school teachers?
You know, thank you very much. There's been a lot of talk about a lot of different things. You know, obviously, the big thing that keeps getting defeated is the gas tax. And I don't know a way to get it passed to where it benefits the roads and bridges that are needed. And it's going to be interesting. But I think sitting down together, we've got to have some open dialogue, something we haven't had with the two parties in Louisiana in recent history. But I'm going to do everything I can to work with both sides to fix the problem. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
And we'll be back after this pause. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is in the house. We're going to go back to the phone lines, but I think you are still the president of the National Association.
Yes, I just finished my first meeting in Kansas City.
Okay. And you went to Germany.
Yes.
How was that?
It was great. I took the lieutenant governor from Alaska and from Michigan, one from each party, and we met with a lot of elected officials. We visited a prison, a college, talked about a lot of opportunities for businesses to from Louisiana to do business in Germany. It was a great trip to learn a lot, and look forward to furthering those relationships.
Allison in Convent. Hello, Allison. You're on Talk Louisiana with Lieutenant Governor Nungesser.
Well, good morning. Billy, this is Allison Torres. We grew up together on Cable Drive, and I just wanted to let you know that we remember that your family was Republican, and that was a very unusual thing in our neighborhood in New Orleans. We're so proud of you. Been following your career. Of course, we voted for you and continue to support you. You've been a really great voice for Louisiana, and we all appreciate it. And tell Nancy hi when you see her.
I will, Allison. Thank you. It's great to hear an old friend from the old neighborhood. And you and your family have a Merry Christmas.
You went to Old Perry Walker, didn't you?
Sure did.
Now, I think a rich Republican guy would be going to a private school.
I actually lobbied my parents to go to public school. My brothers and sisters went to private school, but I wanted to go to school with my friends from the neighborhood. So I lobbied hard, and my dad was mostly gave into my wishes if I was determined enough. So I was able to go to Carr Junior High and Old Perry Walker with all the friends from the neighborhood. So, it was a great time in my life.
Thank you, Allison. 877-217-5757. Dan downtown. Dan, you're on with Governor Nungesser.
Yeah, Governor, is there a way for pro-life Republicans to not genuflect at the altar of Grover Norquist when it comes to considering having the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes in order to pay for the education and health care of children who are born?
That's going to be an argument that's going to continue for years. I don't have an answer. Everywhere you go, that is the issue that always comes to the top. And in Louisiana, pro-life is going to dictate the majority of the people here.
But on the tax issue, your mentor and a gentleman who I think is the finest public servant that I have met, and David Treen, he advocated the first big oil and gas tax, the Quell tax, a Republican.
For oil and gas that was produced in the state, absolutely, I remember
now,
that.
But today, can you imagine a Republican doing sort of thing? He'd be run out of the lodge.
I truly believe there is an opportunity to sit down with business leaders. A lot of the business leaders supported the gas tax increase. But we've got to be able to sit at a table and know that some things have got to be accomplished. And I used to see that happen under the Treen administration when they'd sit down with Democrats, Republicans, and do a lot of arguing, but at the end of the day, they came up with solutions that would benefit the state. And I hope we can see that happen in the legislative session coming up and really move some, not politically or personal agendas, but things that would benefit the greater good of Louisiana.
877-217-5757 for Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Good morning, Clayton on Essen. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
One issue that is bipartisan is traffic. One proven way to help deal with that is to promote alternative forms of transportation. What is your take on that and your commitment to helping people have options other than driving?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that's been discussed a lot is the improvement of the bus service. Of course, the train that has been proposed, studied between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, is another option. And you know, something that's really gained a lot of steam in other cities is the ride sharing. And I think we've got to look at every option. I think the traffic is an emergency. I think it you know, we don't need to study it for 3 years, whether it's a new bridge, but it's worthy of thinking of a state of emergency. Too many people get injured and killed daily because of the traffic problems, especially backing up on this bridge, that we've got to do something immediately to eliminate those problems.
Now, I mentioned football reigning supreme, and LSU may win be on the brink of winning a national title. If it happens, it'll be in New Orleans. Got the Sugar Bowl before that. People are happy. Happy is good, and a lot of it has to do with football. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, for the Heisman and the quality of Joe and what he have done for Louisiana football and LSU, and then on Monday night to see such a another quality individual in Drew Brees break the record, the best single game passing record ever, that national attention of those two young men that are great examples as human beings and people, as well as great athletes, and the quality of their character is an incredible shining light, positive shining light on Louisiana that I know everyone is so proud of. And you know, we've got Louisiana Tech playing in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport. Football is really helping drive a lot of the tourism, both in college and pro. And you're absolutely right. It puts people in a good mood when we're winning.
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org in our remaining time with Governor Nungesser. Kristen writes, she was a waitress, waited on the lieutenant governor years before you took office, said, "You're a good tipper." Seemed genuine. And wish there were more like you. So what do you tip? You tip 15, 20, 25, 30?
I've been known to tip up to 100% for unbelievable kindness and service. It, you know, it's not an easy job in the hospitality industry. And we are blessed. Everywhere I go in the world, people say, y'all have the nicest people. You treat strangers like family. And those people that work in the restaurants, the hotels, when you get someone that tells you good morning and goes beyond the extra bit, we should thank them. And I do thank them for their service, and where I can, I show my gratitude and tip. And so thank you so much, and have a Merry Christmas.
Trish in Grand Coteau. Trish, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am one of those small rural businesses. I'm a self-employed artist. I make art out of recycled materials and travel to art shows and festivals. And I just wanted to thank the Lieutenant Governor for his efforts on the behalf of cultural tourism and the arts division. I meet tourists from all over the world at these festivals who know about Louisiana and come here to experience our food, our music, our history, our art. And I just wanted once again to thank him for his efforts on our behalf in cultural tourism.
Well, thank you so much, because without the great talent and love and passion people like yourself have to create those things that we can market and help sell, we wouldn't be able to do it. You know, we don't thank people, our local artists, enough that create these incredible things. And, you know, we take about $1 million of tourism money and fund arts programs all over the state every year, and we get federal matching money for that. And we'll continue to do that. You know, that used to be funded by the legislature and was cut out. But the arts across Louisiana is so important to growing the culture, the talent we have in these schools. And thank you for those comments, and Merry Christmas.
We're getting close to a break here, but Leonard on Airline, you have the floor. You're on Talk Louisiana with the Governor, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Hi, Leonard.
How you doing today, Jim?
Fine.
Good morning.
I want to tell the Lieutenant Governor, I'm a Democrat, but I'm telling you, you're doing an awesome job. I'm talking about awesome from the beginning to the end, and you always will have my vote.
Well, thank you so much. That makes my day when people are so kind and see that I do care about Louisiana. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
We'll spend a few more minutes with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, then go to Mark Ballard after this pause for the news. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Mark Ballard, the Capitol Bureau Chief for the Advocate, is on deck. A few more minutes with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, and I know that you are involved with agritourism with the Commissioner of Agriculture, your good friend Mike Strain. You grew up together. Most people don't know that.
Yeah, his dad and uncle had cattle with me in Plaquemines. They lived with me for 6 months after Katrina, rescuing animals all over Plaquemines Parish. They actually taught me the cattle business, taught me to pull my first calf, used to laugh at me because they called me a wannabe cowboy. But two of the hardest working men, his dad and uncle, would get up at 4 in the morning and work till way past dark. Just two incredible individuals that I admired greatly. And we Mike gave his first speech when he ran in my therapeutic riding arena down in Point Celeste in Plaquemines Parish.
And you're a month apart, so when they grew up together as the same age. So these two guys, when did you first meet him?
Golly, many, many, many years ago.
Like you were young boys?
No, in the 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Gotcha. And this Military and Veterans Arts Initiative, what's going on with this?
I'm so proud of that. You know, we got a grant in art therapy for veterans, and I have no talent, so I didn't have any clue what we're going to do. But we have amazing people working in our arts that came up with this Songs for Survivor. We get 12 veterans in a room that are suffering and a songwriter, David St. Moran, an incredible writer, a therapist, and they talk about their pain and suffering. The first song, they write down all these things, and then they put it in a song. And the first song was so incredible that it's on its way to Nashville to be recorded. But more importantly than that, one of the young ladies said at night when she can't sleep and she doesn't want to bother her family, she can now touch her phone and play that song. And knowing she had a part of making something so beautiful, it makes it a little easier to go to sleep. It's changing lives and helping our veterans all over Louisiana. Incredibly successful that the National Endowment for the Arts was in to learn, brought two generals from Washington in to learn more about the art therapy program that was created right here in Louisiana.
Final caller for the Lieutenant Governor, David in Atlanta. David, you're on with Billy Nungesser.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Nungesser, like you, I've enjoyed many years of great fishing in Louisiana. The scientists at MIT are predicting dire consequences because of sea level rise. The Louisiana Republican delegation in Washington has totally supported Trump's denial of climate change, which will devastate the coastline of Louisiana and destroy the marshes. And Louisiana could supply 60% of its electrical needs merely with offshore wind power that would create a lot of jobs. Should you be governor, what would your position be to address climate change and create jobs in Louisiana through an alternative energy program?
Thank you, David. You know, you're absolutely right. When I was parish president of Plaquemines, we have one of five Category 5 winds off Southwest Pass, and we were working on developing a wind farm out into the Gulf that could power all of Plaquemines Parish and about 30%, they told us at that time, of New Orleans' power. We also developed a plan of taking the river sediment and building berms and ridges across Louisiana to give us a fighting chance, because you're absolutely right. You know, in 10 years, if we don't have a hurricane, the worst in a hurricane, the sea rise is rising, the wall around New Orleans is sinking, where are we going to get the billions of dollars? People are going to lose 100-year protection. The Corps came out recently and said that. So we've got to work it from, you know, the diversions are great, but they won't build land for many years. We've got to do the river sediment, build these berms and ridges. We've got to start looking at the offshore wind power that we could capture and put many of those abandoned platforms back in service in the Gulf and every other option out there to save our coast. Thank you, David. Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays to you, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, my friend.
See you soon.